Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We just had Oliver North on, and I have had probably 20 different top neocons over the years. He was the slickest. Oh, I'm just a nice war hero. I haven't done anything wrong. I don't understand. But when I faced him down with all of the socialism and big government of Bush, he began to falter and didn't know how to respond, because everybody knows it's true. Conservatives, real conservatives, are hopping mad about what's happening. By the way, that interview will re-air tonight, 9 to midnight. Central will rebroadcast that interview in the first hour. Coming up, I want to re-air the Meet the Press, Skull and Bones comments of Lord Bush. Also, the John Kerry comments. In 30 minutes, we've got the father of a young girl who went on a psychotropic drug and then committed suicide. And the big drug companies have suppressed their own studies from the 80s and 90s where they know that this happens and covered it up. They're banning giving children psychotropics in England because so many have committed suicide and done violent acts. I want to get to all your calls before we do that. And I've got about, I'm not exaggerating, 60, 70 stories here. They're all bombshell, giant events. I don't even know how to do this. I'm going to go to your calls. I'm tempted to just take these calls that we've got on hold and not take any more. I don't know how to cover all this. And last hour, we sat there and plugged Oliver North's book for him, The Millionaire. I didn't plug my videos. That's how I support my operation. I could make more films, write more books, do more when you guys buy my films, my books, my T-shirts, my bumper stickers. They're the best things that are out there, the best tools to wake people up. I've made 10 films, written a book, published a book, got pro-gun. You'd call them liberal T-shirts because they're pro-gun. Neocons would. It's all at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and we're having to buy new servers and hire new people because we're growing so fast. Please go to the site and buy some of the videos or books or books on tape or all the great stuff that we have to offer. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. The new film is Matrix of Evil. The last film I made before that is Police State, Three Total Enslavement, 9/11, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Don't wait any longer. Call, get the films, make copies, wake America up. America is waking up, but not fast enough. Help us stop the New World Order. Be part of history. Get off the bench. Get in the game in the defense of the Republic here in the homeland against the globalist. Toll-free number to order the films, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, the videos are all over 2 hours long. They're $25.95. Order three or more, they drop down to $20. I carry other videos about government-sponsored terror. I carry other books by other great authors. It's the best stuff out there at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So stop waiting. Call now, 1-888-253-3139. Now, we're going to break, and I mean, I'm going to go to your calls fast, folks. This will be like normal talk radio where we get about a minute apiece. Paula, Brock, who's in Pennsylvania? Ruth, Jerry first, Elizabeth. I'm going to take 4, 5, 6 calls. I don't know. And then we've got a bunch of news I want to blitz through. Then we've got a guest coming on. This is very important. There are certain things we can do. We can stop taking their deadly vaccines. We can stop taking their psychotropic drugs and their Ritalin, which is an amphetamine. There's a lot of different things we can do to take control of our lives. Stop drinking the poison water. Stop buying stuff at Walmart. There's a lot we can do. Boycotting the NRA because they're not a real gun organization. They're infiltrated. There's a lot we can do, so we'll talk about that as well. This tragic story. Big show. Okay, and we've got about an hour and 55 minutes left. We'll just bam, bam, bam through your calls the next segment and then get to the news. Stay with me, and we'll re-air those Skull and Bones clips as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now 8.5 minutes into the second hour of this global transmission. I said we were going to go to these loaded phones, and we are. Just a few minutes, Captain Joyce Riley called in and said that she's had a guest on the show, Rusty Bentley in Abilene, who was there on the highway of death back in 91, where Oliver North admits, oh, you can't go in there because of the depleted uranium. Yeah, the A-10 Warthogs with their Vulcan death cannons, as they're called, firing out hundreds of thousands of rounds apiece. Again, that is over multiple missions. Together, what was it, like 15 A-10s attacking those, so hundreds of thousands of rounds right there alone. The Abrams, the Bradleys, all of it attacking, using this. And they admit, it's deadly, it's horrible. The Army's own scientist, Dr. Ruki, has gone public. They hired him to go whitewash it. And you heard North, oh yeah, you can't get in a tank that's been hit by this, can't get around it. Well, the media and the Pentagon still say it's good for you. So there we have Oliver North, to his credit, admitting that this is not good for you. And it was bad in the first Gulf War. It is conservatively 10 times higher this time, and not out in desert areas on highways, but in Baghdad itself, in the presidential palaces, where the troops are staying, and it's horrible. They're already getting lung lesions, radiation sickness. This is all over the foreign press. Just for 3 or 4 minutes, because I don't want to keep him too long, but Rusty Bentley, a Gulf War I vet, listening to Oliver North and what he had to say. Do you have any comments?
Yes, sir. For first thing, I was on the USS LaSalle, and I was a sailor. And what we did is we were the flagship for the whole Persian Gulf in that area, and we had an admiral on our ship. And basically, we opened up the port to Kuwait City going through the minefields in the water, and we opened that up and everything. And this was right after the war that we finally got there, and they wanted us to go out and rebuild schools, help the local people build back up and everything. And so we all got on, I don't know what kind of little, I don't even remember what kind of little boats, the kind of boats you float out of the back of the ship. And we floated and we went into Kuwait City, and they loaded us up on buses. Some of us went to go help rebuild schools, and some of us, they took us out to Death Mile. And they loaded, and I have pictures of all of this, every single bit of it, I have pictures of it. And they took us out there, and now, let me tell you what I have now, and I don't know how I got the mycoplasma infection, the mycoplasma incognitus.
Well, that's been in the vaccines.
Right. But also, I have a pacemaker now, and my colon, I have irritable colon real bad to where I'm almost crapping myself to death all the time.
Well, sir, we have a lot of children listening, please.
Right.
I understand what you've been through, and we appreciate
right,
this.
You know. Right. And these people, they owe me 100%. I have 20% disability through the VA, and they have been fighting me and fighting me and fighting me, and I am sick and tired of them people running me over. Oliver North, you're a criminal, and we are going to hang you, and you better get ready for it. And all of you people up there, we're coming for you, and that's the truth, and I don't care who you are.
Well, I understand you're
yeah,
angry.
We're coming for you.
Rusty?
Yeah.
What did they have you doing on the highway of death, moving the vehicles, clearing the road?
Huh?
What did they have you doing on the highway of death?
Oh, they did. They had us out there taking pictures, just driving around like a tour, right into that stuff, climbing all over the tanks and everything. There's shells and there was cars and bullets and guns and bombs and everything laying everywhere. I mean everywhere, plumb down that road. And I have pictures of some of the ammunition on the side of the road. I have pictures of all of the people that were on the bus. I have pictures of the tanks. I have pictures of the oil well fires.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rusty.
Yeah.
You ought to give those to Damon Joyce, or you should have somebody scan them in, email them to me, write a little article,
right.
And I'll be happy to post it. And they do admit that hundreds of thousands of rounds, what was it, 15 warthogs, 14 warthogs that attacked it, a bunch of other weapon systems were used.
Uh-huh.
And that's just in one spot. I mean, imagine what's happening to the troops now where much of Baghdad was attacked with this stuff, and a bunch of other towns and cities were also hit with it. I mean, our troops are in a lot of trouble.
Right. And I just want everybody to know something else, too. They were supposed to supply us water on our way to Kuwait when we were going through the minefields, and because the water, our ship pulled the water out of the ocean, and the water had oil and gasoline and everything in it, and they're supposed to give us water, and it took them about a week to give us the water. And we had to drink that poison water coming through the ship's water system, and it tasted like gasoline.
I understand. Rusty, thank you for coming on the show, and I understand why you're so angry.
Uh-huh.
God bless you, sir. Take care. Again, Dr. Ruki, the head scientist for the Pentagon, was sent in 91 to, quote, disprove depleted uranium. He came back, wrote a report, said it's deadly. He's been on the network. We need to get him on this show. And he then left the Pentagon. He's been back since the end of the last war. Well, it's not over yet, but the main, you know, takeover. He says it's much worse. They've used 10 times as much, and in populated areas this time, depleted uranium. What's left over from designing nuclear weapons in the enrichment process and from nuclear power plants. And this is what they do. They take the byproduct of aluminum manufacturing and purification and of course, fertilizer production, and they put it in your water, sodium fluoride. They got a bunch of depleted uranium. Here, we'll just put it in shells. It's horrible. It's just amazing. And this shows what the globalists are up to. And let's go back to the calls. Let's let Jerry in Wisconsin finish up what he was saying earlier. Go ahead, Jerry. Is Jerry still there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a 1992 article. It's titled, Is the New World Order Planning a Series of Crashes to Panic the U.S.? And that was published in 1992.
Okay.
I was wondering if you...
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay. I was wondering if you read that book, October Surprise. It was published in 89.
Yes, I have.
All right. That's all I got to say.
Okay, thanks, Jerry. Thanks.
Keep hammering it to them.
All right. Thank you. Let's go now to Paul in Buffalo, New York. Go ahead, Paul.
Hello, Mr. Jones. I myself have 15 years military intelligence, ASA, INSCOM, MI, and NSA. Colonel North's got a lot of catching up to do. This whole thing in the Mideast, I've just got time to point you in the direction to Krasnoyarsk Mountains on the northwest tip of Mongolia. Landlocked super resources of oil. They can't get it out. There's a couple things standing in the way, Iraq and Iran. Now, I, too, wanted Saddam Hussein gone. I want old bin Laden caught. But what I've been hearing in the press just recently this week has got me kind of nervous. They better hurry up and get old bin Laden and get our boys out of there. I don't think we could sustain 5 years of our troops in the Mideast.
Well, they've also said that they're about to produce bin Laden, and we were told that he died of natural causes and was going to be had been handed over 2 years ago and was going to be produced right before the election. Now they're saying that. And, again, yeah, Saddam's a bad guy. So is North Korea. So is Pakistan. Why is our government arming these people so the military-industrial complex can have more wars to fight? And, as you said, grab the $4 trillion in oil in Iraq, the $3 trillion in Afghanistan. It goes on and on.
It goes on to Russia, sir. You can't have a Russian pipeline going across Iran and Iraq and competing with Iraqi oil with Saddam Hussein still in place. That's the point. You need to look to Russia, the Krasnoyarsk Mountains, and look for reports about oil companies doing surveys in the Krasnoyarsk Mountains.
Well, they told the Senate in 99 that they needed an invasion to get that oil. You're right.
That's correct, but it's not Iraq oil. When they say they're not interested in Iraq oil, they're not lying to you. They're not.
Your analysis is correct if that's only part of it. They have said they need to, quote, control the region so they can continue the monopoly on oil.
Correct, sir. Now, but the way forward policy is here, you've got to look all over the world. And now you've got Korea, China, and according to Washington Post, due to Newsmax.com, something that raised my eyebrows, being in intelligence for 15 years, was the fact that China recently claimed the ancient Korean kingdom of Goguryeo. Now, as an ancient Chinese, Han Chinese kingdom. Now, to me, that's alarming. We already know they gave back Hong Kong. That's just history. The Brits moved out, and they claimed that as an ancient Chinese province, which they did have claim to, and now they're claiming Taiwan. But now they're posturing a true Korea, even to the raised eyebrow and chagrin of Kim Jong-il of North Korea.
Absolutely.
It's kind of alarming.
Sir, great points. And meanwhile, our government's helped perfect their intercontinental ballistic missiles, has given reactors to North Korea, you name it. I meant to ask Oliver North about the national draft, because that's coming up. I wanted to get his take on that. Let's talk to Brock in Canada. Brock, go ahead.
Good morning, Alex.
Hello.
I just had a suggestion to be a part of the solution. You know, when I first talked to you, I've come a long way because I thought Bush was great and, oh, he was going to be great. And your facts, and you've had 20 stories here and there to substantiate facts, has turned me to realizing that, you know, I don't trust him as far as I could push this apartment block I'm in. And my point being that Ollie North is going to have to persevere with you and start to face down the facts. And I was going to suggest I'd be a part of, you know, sending him two or three of your videos.
Yeah, I didn't get his address. Sir, Oliver North knows all about the New World Order. Oliver North knows exactly what he's doing. He's making millions of dollars doing it. And it's just sad. Sad that people have done this to our country. Thanks for the call, Brock. We'll come back and talk to Ruth and Elizabeth. And that's it for calls for this hour, because we've got another guest coming up and a bunch of other news items. Stay with us.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
Coming up, FDA links antidepressants to youth suicide. Defense Department seeks Bush guard file. Hero versus Zero, W's war record problem. And now it's true, the Pentagon has seized the documents out of St. Louis that we already got and that are posted at Infowars.com. So now they've grabbed them so they can, quote, investigate things for us. Yes, sure. Action Against Anti-Terror Act. They have thrown out the Patriot Act in New York. They have now thrown New York City. They have now thrown it out in St. Paul, Minnesota, yesterday. And major cities in Louisiana are about to do it in Jacksonville, Mississippi, as well as Louisiana. So that's, again, some more good news. Folks, I've got a giant stack of really important info that's coming up. We're going to go back into Skull and Bones and re-air the clip of Bush on Meet the Press, also John Kerry on Meet the Press, and get into that. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Rusty. Rusty, where are you calling us from? Okay, we just talked to Brock in Canada. Let's go ahead and talk to Ruth in Pennsylvania. Ruth, go ahead.
Hi, I was going to bring up the oil issue with Oliver North. And there were two things he said that I think were true, actually. I'm not defending him, but one thing he said was, we have plans to go to war even with Antarctica. And my sister, who was a CEO of Boeing for a long time, not any longer, was explaining to me how corporations or even the military always has a plan. She said they have a plan to go into every country.
Okay, let me just stop you for a second, because this is the package statement they give when they release plans to attack North Korea or plans to attack Syria or Iran or Lebanon or to go into Libya.
Mm-hmm.
They say, oh, well, we have battle plans for the U.S. We have battle plans for Mexico.
Yes,
yes they do. These aren't just contingency and war games. These are official statements that they want to invade Syria and Iran, that they need Iraq to do it. This is written by the vice president. Then when they're confronted with their own writings, they say, oh, that's just a plan on the shelf. No,
this is,
they said what they wanted to do officially. Yes. Now they've been carrying it out. Go ahead.
Well, okay. And the other thing I was going to bring up was about the oil. I do, in my own estimation, do see a slight difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. And that is George Bush, by going after the oil, is bucking the system and trying to maintain the United States' dominance in military strength.
That's not true.
No?
No, that's not true.
That's just kind of how I was kind of seeing it.
Okay, well, let me comment on that. Thanks for the call, Ruth. Oh, boy. George Bush's father called for a new world order. George Bush and his daddy are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. George Bush is getting rid of our borders, cutting much of our main military force, submarines, you name it. George Bush is legitimizing the UN. George Bush is expanding UNESCO. George Bush is New World Order. George Bush is Skull and Bones. They want to control Iraq and Afghanistan so that there will not be too much oil so they can keep the prices up. Notice that we've got more oil than ever, but you're paying more for the fuel than ever. And the oil companies are registering record profits the last year. Now, why is that? Because we have the oil company's own statements to Congress. This is about control of supplies. They can't have the Russians and the people in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan and Afghanistan and all these other countries selling oil to whoever they want. They need to go in, take over, and actually restrict output. You see, in economics, it isn't just getting more of something. It's suppressing the supply. It's like De Beers. Did you know diamonds are way, way overpriced? They have a monopoly on them to jack up the price. It's just like the people that dealt the drugs in America, the legal cocaine and opium. They're the same families that set up the CIA and passed the laws to criminalize narcotics so they could control the black market and make bigger profits. So, I mean, look, George Bush, Patriot Act 1 and 2, all this stuff, gun control. He's not defending American military, bucking the system. It's good cop, bad cop. Okay? I said years before the war that we were going to have this invasion, that then the UN would come in as the good cop, that the world would say you've got a choice of world governments, the evil right-wing American world government or the loving liberal communist world government. When the whole thing is owned by the same people, they give you a false left-right choice. Where is this illustration any better or any clearer than with John Forbes Kerry, Skull and Bones, third cousin of Bush, running as the head Democrat and then Bush as the Republican nominee? I mean, how does it get any more obvious? Come on. Please. Look at the fruits of the tree. Big government, gun control, open borders, arming enemies, taking our liberties, cameras going up everywhere. George Bush isn't running anything, and neither are any of these people. They're puppets.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
The Bush military record, the lies about his service in the Air National Guard, is breaking into the mainstream. There's never been a question about it. We've got the records. He went AWOL. He tries to equate talking about it with hating the National Guard. I mean, how insane is that? It's like, if you talk bad about an Italian gangster, you hate Italians. Or if you talk bad about, you know, one brand of automobile, you hate all cars. It's just, this is the mindless groupthink tribal behavior, this left-right garbage that's killing us. We're about to get into FDA links antidepressants with youth suicide risk, and woman participating in Lilly trial hangs herself. Very serious issue. Then we'll get back into your calls and back into Skull and Bones and the election and the military records and preschoolers' records in the whole echelon system being put on public computers, everything about your children. There is so much news here. Before I go to our next guest, I've made 10 films. I've written a book. I published another book. But the best books and videos that are out there to wake people up about the real world and what's happening, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, documents who really carried out September 11th and how they're using it to set up a police state. Part two of that film is Masters of Terror. My newest film is Matrix of Evil. These are amazing films, folks. You need to have them. So stop procrastinating. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get the videos. I authorize you to make copies of them for nonprofit, not-for-sale purposes, to put them on Access TV. The toll-free number to order the films is 1-888-253 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or again, you can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And the films are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 a piece, $20 when you order three or more. My book, Descent into Tyranny, is only $12, over 200 pages, documenting who carried out 9/11 and their master plan to enslave us. You need to take action. You need to get the videos and the books now. Okay, let me read part of this article, then we'll go to our guest. Washington Post, and we had Dr. Breeding on last week about this. FDA links antidepressants, youth suicide risk. Federal regulators said the first time yesterday, that's not true, that clinical trials of popular antidepressants such as Prozac, Paxil, and Zoloft show a greater risk of suicide among children taking the drugs compared with those taking dummy pills. And parents and impassioned families pleaded for more urgent action. The day-long meeting of an expert advisory panel, dozens of parents, siblings, and doctors from all over the country gave lengthy and moving testimony describing family members and patients who had committed suicide or had turned violent after taking the drugs. We were told that Paxil and Prozac were wonder drugs, said Glenn McIntosh of Austin, Texas, whose daughter, Caitlin, 12, hanged herself with shoelaces weeks after being started on Paxil and then being switched to Zoloft. We were lied to. Now, again, for 9 years on the air, I've talked about the 83 trials of Prozac, and they covered up the fact that there was a massive increase in suicide. Why? Because it puts you into a mesmerized, dreamlike state. It can, you know, do anything to you. Turn you into a sex fiend, make you happy and normal, make you commit suicide. It's Russian roulette. It is a cross between an amphetamine and a hallucinogen. This is on the inserts of these. So it's like going and snorting some speed and taking a little bit of acid. And there are millions of adults, millions of children on this stuff now, hundreds of thousands of toddlers as young as 2 years old on this. We've got school administrators pushing it on our children, and joining us is Glenn McIntosh. Glenn, we're so sorry about, obviously, what happened to your daughter, and we appreciate you trying to save other children and adults, because it makes adults commit suicide as well. And again, every mass shooting we've looked at, or woman drowning five of her children in Houston, mm-hmm. they're always on these drugs, and thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you, Alex. I appreciate the opportunity.
You bet.
And you were exactly right. These drugs are dangerous. They're like Russian roulette. It's kind of like acid. You know, some people had a good trip, and sometimes people had a very bad trip and jumped off buildings thinking they could fly. If you go back to the original formulation of Prozac, which was purchased by Lilly from the European company that developed it, it's very, very similar to the chemical formulation of LSD. It's scary.
Well, it's classified as a hallucinogenic.
Yes, and that's because I believe the scientist at Lilly patterned it after LSD and made it very similar. But that's neither here nor there. The point is, these drugs have become very popular, as you said, 11 million. There's 11 million school children on these drugs. My daughter was unfortunately one of them. And we were told that this was a wonder drug. It was even implied to us that if we did not give our child these kind of drugs to help with her depression, that we would be bad parents. And the truth is, the drugs had the exact opposite effect of what they were supposed to do. She immediately got worse, her depression got worse, and instead of just feeling despondent and having trouble adjusting to the sixth grade and feeling like she didn't fit in and all that typical...
Which is normal.
Right, all that typical normal stuff, she started having strong urges to throw herself out windows, hallucinating about bloody knives. Her behavior changed dramatically from a couch potato that liked to sit and watch TV to somebody who had to be moving around, moving all the time. She would run away from home and say, I don't know why. I don't know where I'm going. I just got to get away. She would write in her journal, I want to die. I have this strong urge to die, but
yeah,
I don't know.
It also causes anxiety attacks.
Right. I don't know why. Exactly. It was anxiety. It was something called akathisia, which is a documented known side effect that the drug companies have been aware of for a long time, which is a severe inner and sometimes outer agitation that is so disturbing that it could actually drive somebody to suicide.
Well, sir, I've had friends who were in car wrecks And because they're depressed over it, in the hospital, they're told, oh, why don't you go on Prozac? They send out free samples of it to millions of people in the mail. I mean, this is like sending hits of acid to people in the mail.
Yes.
And again, it's hidden in plain view. Right out in the open, this is happening.
And what really got me, and the reason I went to the FDA advisory board and testified, is that they have known for years, they've known since 1991, that a possible side effect of SSRI-type drugs like Prozac, Zoloft, Effexor, Celexa, Luvox, etc., a possible side effect is suicidality, suicide ideations, and sometimes homicide and rage and psychosis as well.
Well, actually, I mean, I've got those documents too, but in 83 in the trials, they knew this.
Yeah. And that's what's so frustrating to me, having lost a child over this. If we had been warned, if they had said, look, this is a possibility, watch it. But no, we thought these were wonder drugs, and we believed the doctors when they said, oh, well, the symptoms are getting worse. Let's up the dosage. Let's put her on new and different drugs.
That's what I've seen happen. A lot of people, I know a lot of people who are on four or five of these because when they take one, it gets worse. They give them another.
Right, and the reality is the drugs themselves are causing side effects that look like mental symptoms that they then treat with other drugs. And it becomes a downward spiral until, I mean, one of my daughter's friends at her last year's memorial service, you know, we were talking, and, you know, we asked her, why do you think Caitlin killed herself? And she says, you know, I knew Caitlin, and Caitlin was so in love with being Caitlin. She just was so real and so in touch with other people that when these drugs stopped her from being herself, they interfered with her ability to be the girl she was. She just couldn't stand it anymore. And I think that's a simplistic but a nice explanation.
Well, again, I mean, take Ritalin. It's just the amphetamine. It doesn't have the hallucinogen added. They admit it shrinks the brains, heart palpitation, retardation of growth. I've known families. I've watched children grow up where one of them is not on the drugs. The other two sons are on Ritalin.
Right.
The parents are both over 6 feet. The other children are growing fast, and the other child's the other children on the drugs are runts. I mean, it's all right out in the open, but our doctors tell us it's good, and we trust our doctors. I know it's hard to go over, sir, Glenn McIntosh, but can you tell us in the few weeks that your daughter was on these, the progression of things, what happened?
Sure. It all started with her changing from fifth grade to sixth grade. In the fifth grade, she was a straight-A student, a talented musician, artist. She wrote poetry. She loved animals. She wanted to be a veterinarian. Then sixth grade began, and it was different. She had to change classes every 45 minutes from going in fifth grade, having one teacher the whole year. A little male boyfriend of hers, friend who was a boy initially, but now the hormones are kicking in and she was hoping it'd become more. He approached her in just the first couple of weeks of sixth grade and says, look, I am sorry, but I can't talk to you anymore because I'm in the popular group and you're not, and so I can't have anything to do with you.
This is all normal. I went through this.
Exactly. And she found herself tall. She was like a head taller than most of the other kids. She would come home and complain. You don't believe what these kids talk about and how they act. She was more emotionally, you know, psychologically, spiritually, I believe, mature than a lot of the kids in her school. She was frustrated by that. But this is normal stuff. This is stuff that could have been handled with counseling. And frankly, I tell you, and it's one of the things I regret, she asked me if she could go see a counselor, because her mother is a counselor, but she, you know, you can't counsel your own family members. It just doesn't work. So she wouldn't talk to her mom, but she says, can you send me to a counselor? And, well, I had just lost a job. You know, we were in dire straits financially. I had no money. I said, look, I just can't afford counseling right now. Why don't you go talk to your school counselor? That's, you know, maybe she can help. And we offered for her to talk to us and tell us all, bare soul, and tell us everything that was bothering us. But, you know, in that 12-year-old state of mind, she just didn't want to open up. And so we respected that and said, fine, find somebody you can talk to. Talk to your school counselor. Well, she talked to the school counselor who called us and says, well, your daughter's depressed, and she says she's relating to some article she read in a teen magazine about another girl that was depressed, and that other girl was cutting on her arms, and I'm afraid she might be thinking about hurting herself.
Well, that's another thing. The media hypes up suicide and hypes up weirdness.
And I really tried to, you know, it's hard to forbid a girl from looking at a magazine, but it bothered me she looked at these teen magazines. But, you know, nevertheless, the article was there. She thought she related to it. She talked about it to the counselor. They call me saying, you've got to get her in to a psychiatrist. You've got to, you know, I think she might be thinking about hurting herself. You've got to take care of this.
So now we see a huge escalation.
Now, exactly. Before, it was just a passive, gee, I don't know, life's got me down. I'm not fitting in. I don't like the way my body looks. My boyfriend dumped me. I don't know. You know, just kind of a vague, and I kind of feel like the girl in the article implying that she might be thinking, you know, not even talking suicide, but just hurting herself because she felt so bad. We go from there to they put her on Paxil. Now, there's another aspect of this, too, which really is interesting, in that even with that report from the counselor, there was another problem going on with her that we related most of this to, which was a sleep problem. She was having trouble sleeping at night. And a study just came out of Massachusetts that lack of sleep can cause depression and low self-esteem.
Well, that's common sense. People who use speed don't get sleep, and then it moves into hallucinations.
Right. Exactly. If you don't sleep while you are asleep, you'll sleep while you're awake. Your brain will...
What Prozac does. It puts you into that mesmerized state.
Right. Exactly. And so she had this problem anyway because of we believe that when she was 9 years old, she had a slight seizure disorder. She would, like, black out for a second and drop her book or pencil.
And now this accelerated that. What happened?
Exactly. So now we're saying, you know, she has a sleep disorder. We want to get her help. We took her to the doctor. The doctor gave her Paxil because he said it'll help her sleep, but it'll also help her anxiety and her coping at school. It'll keep her from being so depressed about what's going on at school.
And the doctors don't even look at the medical reactions.
No, this was
anybody,
a GP.
I mean, I know, and I'm not a doctor. You know, my dad is. But you don't give somebody who's got a sleep disorder a drug that interferes with sleep cycles.
They don't know it interferes with sleep cycle. All they know is what the pharmaceutical drug rep gives them on a little pamphlet and a whole bunch of samples of, you know. And
so how long, sir, was your daughter on this before she...
She was on it for about a week, and we noticed how badly she was doing. It made her into a zombie. Nothing got better. She didn't sleep better. Her depression got immediately worse, and so we went back to the doctor, and he took her off cold turkey, which you're never supposed to do. And then we waited for another week or two until we can get in to see a psychiatrist, which we had initially spent tried to get an appointment with, but it takes 6 or 8 weeks. So we saw the GP, he gave her the Paxil, then we finally got in to see the shrink, and he gave her Zoloft. Oh, Paxil not working, let's put her on Zoloft. And it was immediate. It was immediately after that her personality changed, her behavior changed, she went into this agitation state, and instead of just feeling down and depressed and, you know, lethargic about sixth grade, she started putting her head down on her desk and waking up in a dream state where she saw a pool of blood, she saw knives on the wall, and a voice telling her to grab one and kill herself. Whenever she would walk by the second story window, she would feel a strong urge to throw herself out. The poor child was just tormented by these feelings which came out of nowhere all of a sudden, you know, and I know that the pro-drug people are going to say, well, she was just mentally ill and it just progressed. That's garbage. This was a normal kid who had just normal type depression adjusting to sixth grade, and all of a sudden she's like in this psychotic state seeing bloody things and violent images and feeling
Sir,
strong urges.
How many weeks after going on these drugs what happened that day?
Okay, what happened is that she went on these drugs, and she started getting worse, so they with these strong feelings, so they immediately wanted to put her into Shoal Creek, which is an adolescent ward of a mental hospital, to balance her meds. Now, we were so caught up in this. We grew up thinking that science and medicine was wonderful, and doctors know best, they go to school for 8 years. Even though part of us was saying, this is wrong, we went ahead with it. We got her in the hospital. There, because she was having all these strong feelings, they decided that she might be psychotic, so they put her on Zyprexa. They put her on Depakote just in case she did have a seizure disorder. They put her on a trazodone, which is a kind of a sedative. They put her on all of these drugs, and needless to say, it just got worse and worse. She was a completely changed person coming out of the hospital, seemed okay for a week or two, and then immediately took another downspin, had to go back to the hospital, came out again, went to into trying to run away. I mean, we did everything we could. We glued the windows closed in our house. We took all the knives out. We have no guns. We took the door off her bedroom and put a mattress in front of it and slept in front of her bedroom in case she tried to get out in the middle of the night. She'd have to trip over us. We did everything to protect her. And finally, she went to school after Christmas break, and the kids started teasing her, oh, you've been in the loony bin, and one thing after another. And her second period teacher on January 5th, 2000, gave her a detention slip because she didn't turn in work from the day before. Well, the day before, she went to the counselor's office.
Yeah, that's right. Now, if you don't do your schoolwork, you go to detention.
Yeah, and she had every right not to, because we had her under a 504 plan that said if she's feeling unsafe, whatever that means, in the classroom, she could leave and go to the counselor's. Why didn't they say she was feeling suicidal? They wouldn't even spell it out. So she was under a 504 that nobody paid any attention to.
We've got a break, Mr. McIntosh.
Sure.
Stay with us. We'll be back. Folks, he's coming on the air, so this doesn't happen to your child. Your child's bouncing off the walls. Stop letting them drink 3 or 4 Cokes a day. That's a big thing you can do. And just protect your children. This is such a dangerous society now. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
We just had Oliver North on the last hour, and he admits, yeah, you're not supposed to get near areas that have been bombarded with depleted uranium. And, yeah, it's 10 times what it was in the first Gulf War. And all the Army's top scientists say it's hurting the troops. But, again, they're going to keep doing it. Just like Ritalin and Prozac and Zoloft. All these great evils that hurt people just going to expand. It's not going to go away until we stand up and speak out. And Glenn McIntosh is saving a lot of lives, speaking out and testifying, going public. A lot of people are starting to do it. Woman participating in a Lilly trial hangs herself. Coroner will examine whether experimental drug played a possible part in 19-year-old suicide. And it's just horrible. So your daughter, and by the way, now here in Austin, I have the newscast. If you're late to class three times, they call you before a judge in one of the portable buildings, and they try to put you into the criminal system. This is a system that really does squeeze our young people. But your daughter hadn't finished her homework. In Houston, they have criminal charges for parents, according to Houston Chronicle now, if they don't finish their homework. She's depressed, been in the hospital.
And they give her a detention.
and now being sent to detention because she didn't finish her work. What happened next?
Well, yeah, she... And like I said, she didn't finish her work because she was taking advantage of her not feeling good and going to the counselor the day before. And yes, at the end of the day, she was supposed to go back to the class and pick up any work she missed. But her mom picked her up, took her to the mall. She forgot. So what happened next is that the teacher gave her the detention, and she just shuffled down the hall. Her friends said they never saw her look so dejected and depressed to the girls' bathroom right after that class with the detention slip in her hand. And... she basically hung herself with her shoelaces from the hook on the back of a girl's stall. She was tall. The hook was probably not as far off the ground as the top of her head. So she had to have really wanted to die. The urge had to have been incredibly great because she had to have slumped down and allowed her body weight to strangle herself. And they didn't find her right away either. It's like, oh, where's Caitlin? Nobody bothered to call in from the third period class. I guess the teacher just assumed she must have been going to the counselors. And then lunch came and went, and nobody saw her. And finally, a little girl discovered her, you know, after the lunch break in the bathroom. She saw legs standing there, and hello, hello, you all right? Nobody answered, and she came and got a teacher, and they found Caitlin.
Oh, I tell you, I can't imagine it. What did the doctors and others say? I'm sure you were outraged, or how did it begin to dawn on you?
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, obviously it was just a suicide, and it was originally attributed to, you know, just a child committing suicide. It must be mental illness. Of course, there's always the implications on some people that, well, gee, was she abused? Was she beat? Was she from a terrible home? Which anybody who knows us in our church community, Live Oak Unitarian Universalist Church here, everybody knows she had a good family life. You know, there was nothing like that going on. So what could explain this? Everybody was searching for answers, and we were searching for answers. We hadn't a clue. And right away, letters started coming from people saying, you know, you might want to look at the antidepressant she was on. They have been known to cause suicide. And we got letter after letter. John Breeding wrote an open letter in the Austin American Statesman stating that this is a tragic story that may have been caused by the drugs that were supposed to help her. We thought he was some kind of an anti-drug nut, you know. We at first ignored all these letters. We thought, this can't be right. They're just, you know. The more we started reading, the more we started going to the internet and researching, the more
when did you find the official studies where the drug companies admitted it?
Oh, we found a lot of that from drugawareness.org, the International Coalition for Drug Awareness, a real good source. And we just, as we were following it, we became aware that, yeah, there's been studies out there where these studies have indicated it. Of course, the thing that blew the lid off was UK, the CMS, the FDA equivalent in the UK, coming out and finding these 9 studies of GlaxoSmithKline, which indicated a 3 times increased rate of suicide.
Tell you what, sir, stay there. We've got a break. We'll be right back with the third hour. Stay with us. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Murky Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Murky Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.